I said a lot out loud today. I did a short recording earlier. But I tweeted out something just now that I feel like sums up how I feel. I said it hurts every day when I wake up and am reminded that the law is there for me to follow and everyone else to break. So I feel like trying to find like a short one-liner that kind of like gets to the point that maybe other people would understand is better than when I go into, you know, all my grievances, because I become long-winded. But yeah, that's kind of how it feels. It feels like, you know, with this biotech in my body and how it's been used on me and the fact that it was snuck in my body and the way that I'm living as though, you know, like it was snuck. The word snuck in my body, meaning I was asleep. I didn't consent. I was deceived and it was snuck in my body. And instead of becoming, I guess, subservient and submissive or docile, I became strong, self-esteemed, survived, and surpassed the way that my end users were using it. And I feel like they're trying to humiliate me and mock me with poverty for something that they did to me because I won't take on the role or the way that they wanted to use it to their benefit and to my expense. Like, I don't understand how someone can get paid millions for defamation and I get paid nothing for biotech being snuck in my body. And every time I wake up in this house looking at the trash hole that it is, even though it could be a really nice house, it's a big house. Like, the whole thing about it is the house, me being a real estate investor, feels like this is a diamond in the rough that could, the block is nice. The house is a 5-bedroom. It could be nice, but it's not nice until I fix it up. And then I can't fix it up because I don't have any money. And I was like walking into Lowe's looking at all the lawnmowers, the sitting lawnmowers, and thinking how great of an appliance it was. And I was looking at the price and I was like, they turned my body into a functioning appliance and I can't even afford any of those sitting lawnmowers that I'm walking past. Like, they just look like fine pieces of work that could make your lawn look beautiful. And I was just looking at the prices and I was just thinking about the heat at the top of my head and the fact that, you know, electromagnetic waves can hit my body at any point, at any moment, undetected, at the speed of light, faster than sound comes out of your mouth. And I can't even afford the appliances or the equipment that people typically use to fix up their homes. But my country, United States of America, my state, Pennsylvania, the hospital and the doctors that I went to turned my body into this fine-tuned electromagnetic machine that can receive and send messages undetected at the speed of light that hurts me sometimes and does all these things to me. And I can't even afford simple utilities or equipment or appliances that I walk past in Lowe's. It's devastating. It's devastating. It's like I wake and then I get buzzed out of my bed every morning and I'm like, I wake up and I'm constantly reminded that the laws are there for me to follow and everyone else to break. What do you do with that? How do you handle that? God, help me. Tell me. How do I handle that? What do you do with that? And it's like 9 years later.
Shit.
And someone, and, you know, I think someone wants me to, like, focus on the biotech in my body. And I'm more focused on not just the biotech in my body, but more so the conditions and the way that I live with the biotech in my body. I feel like they want me to, like, sacrifice my body. Like, they're, like, it's like a covet, like you're coveting my body. You want me to blame the biotech for everything going wrong in my life. And then somehow, you know, make that the excuse. And I know that it's not just the biotech. It's more so, like, I've dealt with the biotech. I'm like Lucy at 99%. And I think that's what you hate, is that I'm really Lucy at 99%. Like, there's only a few things that I have a hard time overcoming, but most of it, you don't control me without my response. But it's the conditions and the environment in which I have to live with the biotech. But you're hoping that if you can humiliate me and mock me enough with the poverty because of the biotech that I didn't sign up for, but you snuck in my body and didn't want, you were never trying to empower me. You were trying to disempower me, but there was a lot of things that you miscalculated and didn't bet on and didn't foresee that has now empowered me. And you're like, you're now trying to, like, humiliate and mock my environment. You've always done that, but you've doubled down on it. Because whatever the intent was for sneaking the biotech in my body, it wasn't for me to actually accrue or accumulate self-esteem to the point where I feel like I'm privy or have the advantage. That part scares you. And so I feel like you've doubled down on the environmental and conditioning of my environment, the attacks, to try to mock and humiliate me. For something that you snuck in my body. I've always said, if you're going to sneak biotech in my body, then why did I have to live poor in a shack? You know, like, Kenneth was a kind of like shack. You snuck it in my body when I was living in Kenneth. So why did I have to be poor? Why couldn't I have been compensated and wealthy and living, you know, decently and civilly in a really nice neighborhood in a really nice house with biotech in my body? I feel like you want this narrative to play out, this slavery type, subjugated, docile, subservient narrative to play out with this biotech in my body. And I'm like, why? Aren't we in the United States of America? Why must you have this type of narrative play out? Like, why have you not told the truth about what you've done to me because I filed complaints with third-party organizations such as the Department of Welfare, the Department of Health, the General Counsel of Pennsylvania, the Attorney General, the police when I call 911, the police station when I've gone to ask them to open up an investigation, the attorneys that I call that the carousel in my manuscript. It's like round and round and round and round and round again. And I'm like, I'm not even looking for an apology at this point. Like, why am I living here with hardly no money in a house that's falling apart when my body isn't falling apart with the biotech that you fucking snuck in my body? Why do I have to be subservient? Why can't I be a socialite? Why do I have to be subjugated and subjected? Why can't I be a free individual? And if I choose a philanthropist, why must you take this role and rude with the biotech? I feel like I'm in the hands of my enemies, people who are afraid of the biotech or hate my esteem that I've developed on my own as I've learned and conquered certain things that happened to me with the biotech. I want accountability for the misuse and abuse of the biotech at this point. I want no one to be able to use it to rape women. I want no one to be able to use it to hurt humans against their will and without their consent for no reason at all. Those are the things that I want. You know, there's so many disadvantages to having this biotech in your body, being subject to people who are rapists, being subject to people who are racist, being subject to people who are biased. Those are the disadvantages, right? But then there's advantages to being connected to those that don't use it that way, where you're privy, where you know first, where you're kept safe, where someone's looking out for you and all those kind of things. You know, you don't quite use it that way yet. You're still trying to power trip, power play. You're still trying to mock, demonize, you know, put down, you know, do all the worst kinds of things with it. You're still trying to use it in the wrong ways. That is what I want to stop. And at this point, I don't really trust any doctors to cut on me. I feel like I could die sooner. Like I've said this many times in my recordings, I could potentially die quicker letting a lying ass doctor cut on me. That's just not an option for me. So yeah, I said a whole lot after that, but I was just like, yeah, this is the perfect, I just thought of it real quick, perfect one-liner. Like, why am I so angry right now? I can tell that I'm angry because of the language. Like right now, I haven't really used any cuss words, but earlier I was like, I was cussing a lot, and I don't like to cuss because I'm not really a good cusser and I don't want to cuss. And I feel like that's not my best self, using a bunch of cuss words to express myself. But I had some truth serum and it just came out, and I was just like, yeah, you know, I wake up every morning and I'm constantly reminded that the laws are there for me to follow and for everyone else to break. That the, you know, when I turn on the news and I see, you know, people getting paid millions of dollars for defamation, and I realize that I just turned on the news after someone buzzed my ass out of bed, you know, it's devastating. So yeah, that's the end of this recording.